AKA lady, stop having your man come out to fight when you know that cannot fight.
I am not actually a cat. I am not a potato. Oh, those are my favorite.
Good answer, good answer.
And then just a little golf clap.
If it was an accidental, like, oops, I choked her.
Because he didn't get that first, so he don't have that post not clear.
No. That's part of the curse. I gotta make long, sustained, unblinking eye contact.
And he's just like, oh, how do you feel about, you know, this, what's happened? And I'm just like, what?
This is a PSA. Get a non-slip glaze on your tubs.
Just cover yourself with bubble wrap.
No, they're, well, yes, but no.
We're not gonna talk about the Raspberry Pi, that situation. That, we're not gonna talk about.
This?
That.
Can we talk about it for a second?
We've talked about this, and that's not okay. Don't not wash your legs. No!
Which one has which one doesn't?
You need a...
They all have
Like, dudes was, like, pulling out randomly the chicks, and just would, like, pull out a random, like, chicken leg or some shit, and be like, hey, you want some chicken?
Dangling it in their face? What are you doing
like,
with this?
Like,
hey,
they were just not
chicken.
Putting in face, but just...
We need the views and opinions of...
Howdy. How are you doing today?
Is this where you wanted me to put down the load of ass I'm carrying? All of this ass I'm chugging around? Is this where you wanted me to put it down?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you recording? My bad.
Yes, we're going to proceed now with the show. Hello. Thank you for joining us tonight.
He can't help it. He's dragging all that wagon.
I gotta
dragging
put this
all
G-wagon
the
wagon
down. Go ahead and park your wagon. You can do that. It's a safe space to park any wagons you may be affixed to. So, you know, just go ahead, dump that trunk right up wherever you need to. Here we are. It is episode something of season probably 7, and we're still doing this. We're doing it, and you're listening, and it sounds better. I'm sure it sounds better. I might cut this out, but anyways, hi, hello, Fiendcast, welcome. It's Space Boy Dandy, Ace Boy Andy, Case Boy Candy. I've got boots and other shoes. I do have on boots today. The weather's been kind of fucking nuts, TBH. It's like hot, and then it's cold, and then it's hot again, and then it's like cold again, and it's just really weird. It's super confusing. But either way, I'd be wearing boots, hot or not. So, just so you have that information. There's other people here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sitting.
Sitting in the room with me as well. I have to my left the biggest of bosses, the bossiest, biggest guy ever, Lord MRF.
Hello.
The one only. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Mister?
Doing pretty good.
Okay.
As always.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks. And then to your left and more to my left, we have Prince of Penetration, Archelle the Impaler, doing stuff.
How's it going, people?
How are you?
I'm doing great. I feel like a grown up. Have you guys ever stayed at the Westgate Hotel or Westgate Resort?
I can't say that I have.
My team at work is having a conference next month, and they're giving me a hotel there for 5 days for, you know, the company's paying for it for a conference. So.
Are you inviting us?
No.
Maybe
one of the nights I'll invite you guys. Yeah, there's supposed to be a kitchen and a kitchen in there. It's just a single room, but there's a king size bed.
They sending you to the lakes.
I don't know what that means.
You'll have to tell me later which one you're going to.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll have to look it up, but yeah, whatever. That sounds exciting. It's a free hotel, so maybe I'll invite you guys one night. The other night, all right,
cool. We'll
sir, it's a timeshare.
There's going to be strangers. It's a timeshare?
Westgate is a timeshare company.
Oh, well, whatever. I got a reservation.
Busgate.
Busting out the gates, baby.
That's what's going to be. There's going to be some bussing going on in that fucking room up there.
One of those days is going to be Busgate.
For
sure.
Well, all right then. So excited for you.
I hope your company's ready to pay for cleaning fees. Here's a 5-day...
Oh,
they're
giving me a company credit card.
Oh,
they already shit, said the bitch. On you're us. Set. No, right? You're set. All right, now, okay, good. All right, good for you, sir. That's amazing. That's goals, right?
I know, right?
Okay, well, there's that. All right, so to your left, but my right, but if you went left enough, it's the same thing, right? So... We have the Mitchy, we have the Blackie.
No Mitch. It ain't no part of no glitch. Ain't on no hitch.
He's so green. He's so left foot. It's whatever. How are you, sir?
I'm rich. Ain't no snitch.
Okay.
Got that twitch. Witch.
Are you having a moment tonight? So what's happening?
She's just jealous.
Scritch.
She's just jealous because she's not the only rapper around here.
Right? She ain't got them rhymes.
Got the best rhymes.
She got synonyms.
What the fuck was that?
Who let him in?
What?
Just because we were saying it. I got to.
What?
Just one time.
Hit him with it.
I gotta hit him with it one time.
I mean, you could just tell me and I...
Mercy, I'm about to bust.
I'm bust. How are you going to feel, though, if you look up at some guy and he's just sweating hard over you and he just locks eyes with you and he's like, I'm bust.
Ew.
And he just fucking yogurt slings all over your tummy.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Your tum-tum looks like a go-gurt got
I'm
spilled.
I'm actually disgusted.
I'm bust.
I'm making it up soon.
Because... Number one, how did I get here?
yuck! Yuck!
No, Lord, I don't.
Mercy, I'm about to bust.
Would it be better if they made that busting sound right there, or like goofy yuck? Yuck! Right before they.
Is it better for an announcement versus a yuck?
But you don't get no warning. He has already jizzed in you.
Gross.
You get the yuck after the load. It's like a loading
okay,
screen.
Okay, but now, here's the thing. It depends. Like, if you're going to say, I'm going to bust, it depends on how... If you're going to say it in a fucking weird way...
Oh, no, they have to, because they busted.
Isn't better?
It might not be able to control.
I'm about to bust.
That's my new ringtone. No. I'm gonna be in the grocery store with some grandmas all around me.
Is Hank Hill saying it better? No. It's very respectful.
Yeah,
it sounds like more like respectful, worse. But I'm gonna have to go ahead and say no.
Which is the bussing you'd allow which in front
is,
of your mother?
You have to choose between the two that you just heard. Which bussing is you pick?
Which bussing are you playing for your mama?
Well, I want the bus that has emotion behind it, right? Like, I mean, if you are going to say it, like, you got to have some fucking...
Some
there's got to be some gusto behind that shit. But don't Don't do that. Also, like, don't be, like, weird. And you can say things, but don't say things where it's, like, too weird. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense. I think a lot of girls know what I mean. The girlies listening.
That made no
sense. Whatever girlies listen, they know what the fuck I mean. Like, you can say shit, right? But there's a certain way that, like, dudes could say shit and it's like, ugh. But if it's about? Like the right tone, right dude, right like composition of the sentence, then you're like, oh yes, absolutely. But certain compositions of the sentence, like certain tonal values of the delivery of the sentence, could just be.
What'd you just say?
Unpreferable.
What did you just say?
She said.
Please.
She shorthanded for bussin'. She said we be listening.
So I feel like you said all that just to say
that she wants more tone inflection in her. Okay. She wants a break in her bus.
Okay.
I'm bus.
Pretty much. That's what it's definitely saying.
But she doesn't want you to. Say, she doesn't want to. No,
no, no, no, no. Here's the thing. Because the Hyuk.
The what? The Goofy?
The Goofy. It depends on, again, it's a contextual thing. Like, it's not a blanket.
Oh, he's going to contextual you. He's going to contextual you all over. He's going to contextual you to the wall.
I'd rather have the Hank Hill. He's got a skinny urethra, and at least it won't be coming out that hard on you.
Well, now you're talking about a particular person. Okay.
Because what happens when you put your finger over the end of a water hose? Once you narrow that shit down, it comes out like a pressure. You ready?
That sounds like it could hurt him.
It'd be more pressure, but it'll be.
Why would you want to hurt him? Don't hurt him.
No, no, it's hurting you.
No, he's got
it's pressure washing. Yeah,
I'm not actually. He don't feel it. I wouldn't actually put my finger over that.
He busting.
Somebody's busting on me anyway. That shit's gross.
Oh my god, we're fucking not even 10 minutes into the episode. What is this?
We need a busting shield. Like,
where are we? What are we doing?
It's happened organically. I don't know what's happening. Know,
organic bussing. From the people who brought you. What have we brought people in the past? I feel like we've brought in people something other than misery.
Medea syrup.
Oh, yeah. Medea syrup. From the people who brought you hurler syrup. Bussinos.
Bussinos.
What are you doing tonight? Oh, I'm
okay,
just laying
so
back.
Now, like, I'm not gonna lie, I totally would love for us to have fucking syrup and a cereal bus.
We're putting out a whole breakfast line.
And hello.
That's audio trademark, so don't try to steal that.
No, if you fucking steal that shit, bitch, we'll find you, and we're literally gonna, we'll fucking do something.
I'm gonna sue your ass.
Tar and feather you and hurler.
The hurler syrup.
You know, all of your clothing choices today are very.
They're very swooshy.
Yeah, you got some.
It's like you're running a mile. Are you running a mile?
Are you breaking all the wind?
You're running a quarter mile.
Where you get that Naruto jacket from?
That's a.
It is not Naruto.
That's obviously a big O. Big O jacket.
It is Naruto. Colors. It's Naruto colors.
Also, for the concerning listener at home.
Ew.
Cowboy
Bebop. Gross.
My entire
shot
glass.
You're gross. Yes. It's not gross.
Sometimes. What's happening?
My entire shot glass has shattered. I don't know if that was in the course of us drinking tonight.
Did it just happen?
Just
I don't
now?
Know. I'm looking at it, and I'm hoping I ain't been drinking glass bits all night.
Uh-oh.
Could have been. It'll make you stronger.
Oh, no. My insides are like, hey.
Now you're glass man.
Yeah, what you know about bussing?
According to Marvel origin stories, sir, you could be a superhero now.
I'm about to be glass man with the power to piss blood.
Your blood turns into a...
Your body's like, oh shit, it just got spicy.
Your pee blood turns into a fucking weapon that you can like...
A piss slash.
Yeah. Oh my god, who are we? What are we talking about? Okay, let's get into this. There's things to say. There's things to discuss. For real, for real. The trailer for the long-awaited, it's been years. We've talked about this before, briefly, probably. Not briefly, but... the fucking shit for Little Mermaid has come out. The
trailer
for this actual movie, not factual, but it's a
it's factual that the, it's a movie that's coming out.
Where their titties in there.
The movie's coming out. It's coming out soon, right? Like, we're in March, at the end of March. This shit's coming out, like, May.
You didn't answer my question.
I'm ignoring your question.
They got
so,
the wrong sister in there if they wanted titties. They got a gag to get the help.
Meg the fish.
Her name's on there. It's Chloe.
Is Meg Stallion in her?
Meg, no, she. Megan the Stallion is not in this movie.
Meg Stallion is a star. What do you mean? She was in She-Hulk. So what?
That was awful.
Wouldn't that be something if Megan the Stallion was fucking the Little Mermaid?
She's Ursula.
Or Ursula. Okay, so all right. Here's the thing. Let's just break this shit down because, like I said, the trailer came out. Watched it. And I just want to preface this with, like I've told you guys all before, I am someone, right? Like, I'm a millennial. Okay? So those classic Disney movies that they've been milking the shit out of and making, like, quote-unquote live actions to, those are things that, like, came out when I was a kid. Yeah, like, I had VHSs of them. I loved it. Particularly Little Mermaid. That was my favorite. Little Mermaid and actually Beauty and the Beast. Those were my two fucking absolute favorites. Snow White was a close third. But anyways.
Snow White's rapey though.
Anyways. So I liked what I liked. And I think they've made live actions of actually all of these now. I never watched the Beauty and the Beast one because I'm not going to ruin my childhood like that. I didn't like how they cast it out.
You don't want to see Emma Watson.
I don't dislike Emma Watson per se. I mean, we have the same last name, but, you know, like, I just don't fucking care for the way that these live action movies are implemented because it seems so shallow. It doesn't have that much, like, there's something behind those, like, hand-drawn animated fucking stories that really came through and, like, the musical aspect of them. And it just, it's so different than what they do now because what they do now is very cash-grabby. It's like, oh, we're just going to play on people's nostalgia. How much money can we get? Blah, blah, blah. So, now, moving forward. Little Mermaid. That fucking movie again as what it was, the cartoon, the animation, I loved it to pieces. It's so great.
The Jamaican crab.
I loved the Jamaican crab. I liked her fat fish friend.
Irish heritage.
Irish, Dutch, whatever the fuck bitch was. I've always been someone, I think red hair is pretty. And red hair does exist across all types of ethnicities. Like, it doesn't really matter what skin color you have. People can have red hair. Red hair is just still a fucking pretty ass color of hair to have. Think it's super cool. It's rare. Whatever. Bitch is redhead, you know. And, you know, Ariel is who she the fuck she was. Like, it wasn't something for me. I know a lot of people like to run this narrative for themselves now. Like,
wouldn't you technically be Greek?
I don't fucking know. I don't care. Yeah. That's the point is that I'm making. I didn't watch it. It was just like, oh, wow. I wish that, you know, she was black. Like, I just liked the fucking story. I liked her. I liked the idea of mermaids. And that's really what mattered to me. It was just like, that seems so fucking cool.
Yeah, but as a kid, didn't you ever sit there and go, why isn't that mermaid also look like me?
No,
that's why they're doing it. That's what
they said. I promise you, and that's what's so fucking annoying because it's like it's bullshit.
They said the kids can't relate unless they look exactly the same.
I'm not saying that representation doesn't do things for people. Of course it does. Of course it does. But what I am saying is that whether or not Ariel was black or white had nothing to do with whether or not I liked the fucking character of the princess or whether or not I related to that princess. And I just enjoyed her journey and, like, felt like I was part of it. It had nothing to do with her being white.
You relate to Ariel?
So.
You relate to not having legs?
Mm-hmm. Heard it here
first. I relate to not, like, kind of being misunderstood, like wanting to express yourself, but you can't.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it was. That's what it is.
It's not about the sea witches. Shut the fuck up. I'm done with you guys.
Space boy been tricked one too many times by a sea witch with a contract. There's fast forward to space boy just there looking like a potato with no legs on the sidewalk.
Fucked up.
Space fucking witch got my legs again.
Shit.
This bitch keeps fucking tricking me. No.
Even those dudes on the skateboard, this is missing the bottom half.
Listen.
There ain't no such thing as free mochi.
The thing, again, I definitely do get representation. I'm here for representation, but you need to do it in a way that's genuine, not in, because to me, again, I liked the Little Mermaid as she was. You know, I don't need her to be black for me to actually fucking, you know, and to me, I have to burp. I'm going to.
Wow, we're going to charge that on Patreon. You pay.
I can make money off that.
Yeah,
I can get all the fans.
Bleep that out. Put some dolphin noises on it so we don't get no perverts.
I get like $20 for that.
We don't want people beating off in the middle of our podcast.
Easy.
Okay.
No jacking the pervs.
Mitchell, the cracking seals.
Moving on from my burp. You know, I didn't need her to be black for me to like the character. Same with Belle. Like, because I was someone, I loved reading books. I was a little kid. I was one of those girls. Nerdy kid. I love books. Give me all the books. I'm reading books all the time. That was her character. I fucking related to that shit. Like, you don't have to change already existing character. Like, if you want to do something different for the generations coming up, then you can. But make new characters. Why? Like, that. It's not that hard. Why? But
why can't my black Ariel go hang out with my black Hermione to go hang out with my black Lola Bunny?
Because here's the problem.
To go play with black Aragorn.
Oh, yeah. To go play.
Because it's so superficial. That's the problem. It's like, you can't slap a character black in the name of diversity. Because it's, again, not genuine. This character, like, you're then... to say everybody is equal, right? Like, is valid. And also to say, hey, these are made up things, elves and mermaids, it's made up, they can be whatever color. Yes, that's also valid. But it's really fucking just shitty and stupid when you take a character that was established a certain way and you just change it for the willy-nilly of changing it. And again, the sake of diversity instead of actually having diversity. The problem is, and I'm really trying to break this down, like, the problem is that, like, at the end of the day, when you do shit like that, you're erasing people's, like, I don't know how to say it, right? But, okay, so media, television, movies, it's kind of a form of escapism. And we use it as, like, also a form to express ourselves. And we get tied to this stuff, right? Like, it just is what it is. So when you come up with a character and you're like, hey, this is what this character is. This is how they look. This is what they're from. This is what they do. Blah, 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 blah. And then other people accept that. And they, like, yes, that is this character. And they, you know, they internalize it. Like, again, yes, it's a character, but we're people and we just... art imitates life, which imitates art, and it's just this fucking loop, and it's a circle, and we're all tied to it. So when you have that, and then you just change shit for the sake of, you know, political reasons, it's like you lose the actual emotional value that it had. And I'm not saying that stuff has to stay white or black or Spanish. Like, I'm not saying that at all. Just like, well, Miles Morales exists in the Spider-Man fucking universe, you can still do diversity without erasing the actual fucking
characters.
Or sometimes
that character is tied explicitly to the race.
Yeah.
You know, Tatiana from Princess and the Frog.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Like, when there's instances where their character is shaped by their culture, fucking Mulan, you're not going to change Mulan
to be
black. You would never fucking do that. You would never change Mulan to be black or white or any fucking thing, because it's literally her character is tied to her culture, to her race as a person. And that doesn't make her bad. That doesn't make it fucking taboo. That doesn't mean anything. It just means, okay, great, we enjoy that, we can appreciate it for what the fuck it is, And if you want inclusivity and diversity, then you do more stuff like that. You do more stuff like fucking Mulan and Pocahontas is not a good example. We all know why, but Pocahontas and fucking, you know, Princess and the Frog.
Hot,
and
hot take in here.
You know, but you don't slap people black for the sake of diversity. With the Little Mermaid, I'm so irritated because she didn't have to be black. In the second movie, she has a daughter, Melody. Melody got fucking friends, right? Mm. You could have a fucking
Black mermaid
that knows Ariel, that knows, you know, this fucking Triton, that is in that fucking universe, but is not Ariel, because Ariel is not black and she doesn't have to be black, especially in this movie where y'all like
gave her white parents.
It's so political because it's like y'all made Ariel black, her daddy's still white, the boy Eric's still white. Like, Ursula is white. She's not even, like, purple lady. She's fucking white. She's white woman of fucking octopus.
Melissa McCarthy.
Not even any CGI. They just let her undress on stage.
Like, stop!
You don't even need CGI. Just go up there.
Just let them tentacles hang, girl.
I'm not gonna get into y'all with that, but the point is like,
where's Ariel's? What happened? Where's Ariel's mom? I don't know the story.
She died,
but here's the thing: in the original, in the Grimm stories, the bitch does not get Eric. She turns into seafoam because she loses her contract defaults.
She lost the deal.
Oh damn!
So she fucking dies.
You die.
In the Disney version, her mom got eaten by tuna fishers.
She got eaten by something, but she does end up, you know, getting the guy and all that stuff and gets to stay a human, but she still has mermaid ties or powers, I don't fucking know. So that's the Disney version. And then the second one, she has a whole fucking kid who discovers that she's also a mermaid, and that's, you know, like her whole little arc and story. So
now
that's
might
always
be
weird to me, because like, okay, that kid's the human dude's offspring, right?
Right.
His dick must have smelled like fish.
So my thing is like, did she give birth to the kid above water or underwater? Because like, how's that kid a mermaid?
It's a breach. It's a breach, baby.
Because it's DNA, nigga. The fuck?
She would have had to have done it above water because she ain't got no pussy underwater.
But I'm saying, is it like that Disney movie 13th year? Like, does the kid just at 13 just start growing like scales and shit?
Yeah. Like reverse puberty?
Yeah, they're just like, whoa.
Is that what it is? They hit puberty and they start like, oh shit.
Probably.
What's that smell in this room?
You know how mad I fucking be? Like, what the fuck?
To find out you're also part mermaid.
Why my fucking legs itch so much?
But it's like, if you can't control it, yeah, then I'd be upset. If I can control it, like, if as long as I'm on land, I could be human and stuff, that's fine. But it would be annoying because it's like, I could never go swimming with people because now when I get into water, when I'm supposed to fucking Mighty Morph into some damn...
You know,
mermaid, that's annoying.
You'd be like, I've been practicing.
So, you've been practicing when your fucking legs literally fucking
jelly out,
fucking jelly out, and morph into a fucking fin with scales that's colorful.
It's a swim fin.
So, is now a bad time to send you over that paperwork that I need you to sign off for our race swap next season? We're all race swapping.
We're race swapping. I'm gonna be Korean.
No. Korean big boss.
I can see it.
No.
Mexican Mitch.
Arriba! Okay, I'm Russian. No, Ukrainian.
Cosmonaut.
Like
no,
Russians.
It's gotta be Cosmonaut Dandy.
Cosmonaut Dandy, yes.
Comrade Dandy, go to space.
Bro, like, and that, it's just so fucking, like, it's just so...
Not take it back. I want to be Polynesian.
Oh, shit.
It's so superficial that, like, it's upsetting. It really is. Because, again, I get the need and want for diversity. Absolutely. Represent, bitch. Like, let's have, you know, multiple cultures and types of people, you know, brought to the forefront. Like, you know, in the limelight. Exposed. Yes. Like, let's do it. But... again, if you're doing it just to one, fucking create controversy and two, get money, then it's so super, like, Ariel is
like, how do we bring in the minority all of these tickets? Movies,
all of these movies are ready because we have to just acknowledge the fact that Disney as a company has literally given up on anything original. They're like, hey, what's worked for us in the past? And we're not only going to just do movies, right? Like, that's where we're going to keep redoing any type of... We've got all the movies, bitch. We've got fucking... They even did the Cruella shit. They're doing, like, you know, the Tarzan and Mulan and Lion King and Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast. Every fucking thing they can possibly think of in movies. And then on TV shows, they're also just revamping. Like, why are you... Proud Family... Louder and Prouder, you know, like, you're redoing fucking no, I don't think they were doing
why keep Empire, a Disney, like, vault just, if you're not gonna go and raid the shit out of it every few
you
years.
You can watch the old shit for what it was and appreciate it, but you still need to have the motivation to make new things.
But Dandy, I cannot wring any more money out of this cloth.
Make Where's new thing. Money? Just make a newer thing. No. And just use a big brand. No. Just like before.
No, no.
Make
see,
a new thing.
No, see, why can't I just say it's Pocahontas but Mexican now?
No, because Mexican you don't Pocahontas. Need... Because that's not... make a new story about a Mexican bitch with a similar story to Pocahontas, but it's not Pocahontas. You can't call her Pocahontas. Fucking
why
make
is it gonna be a similar story? Give them a bitch a new
because
story.
They're lazy. Because that's the thing. It's like, clearly they're recycling stuff because they don't want to think of new shit. And they're like, oh, this worked. So if you're gonna do that, at least still make something new based off. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to expand on stuff, but don't try to revamp it. Don't try to come in here and tell me. This is now fucking
you
Cinderella.
Like Beavis
no.
and Butthead reboot number 3.
They're out of ideas.
That was pretty good.
Beavis, I was gonna. Beavis and Butthead actually has been kind of funny.
Because Mike Judge himself made it. So he ain't really had the.
Now, word. Had they made it's Beavis the and Butthead guy. Black, would you have watched it?
That'd be so confusing.
That kind of would be kind of cool.
Well, here's the thing. I've seen, like, kind of parody stuff of, like, you know, them.
Make them look like Trippy Red. And...
But, you know, but the, it was just, like, kind of funny, like, for that one-off, like, thing. Yeah. If it were to actually happen for the show, I would be offended. Because to me, then it's like, you're using the blackness as a commodity.
As a
almost
buy power.
Like, yeah, like. Oh, watch it!
If you ain't black, you ain't watching this show.
Yeah, like no, don't do that to it. Like, leave it for what it is, and you know, I don't fuck with that type of shit. Again, don't slap people black for the name of diversity, please.
If you're not watching this, then you ain't black, Jack.
You heard it.
You heard it here first. She's trying to time pod it.
What are you doing?
She ain't got enough.
What are you doing?
You ain't got enough spread. You gotta spread
I got hard. It. I can do it. So, you know, but no, like, so that's the first thing, right? That's just the first part that I have to complain about this fucking movie. But another part is, why are we calling things live action that are literally 99% CGI?
That's live action. What do you mean? Look, that's a real person right there.
That's right. A real person had to put that green suit on, and then they had to edit stuff on the green suit.
Everything about the movie looks fucking fabricated and fake.
But not her face. It's real.
Right. Stiff. Real is what it is. You know, I remember, like, maybe a year or two ago, there was that comment that came out from, like, the director, producer, whoever the fuck, and they were like, oh, no, we didn't choose her because she's black. We chose the best person for the role. The person who is not an actor.
If they'd have chosen the best person for the job, Idris Elba would have been the mermaid.
Literally.
Like, she's not an actor. Has she acted in a sitcom as a side character? Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have. That's not something to put you in a starring fucking, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Top bill.
Like, for that type of role, you need to have the chops to carry it. And again, half the movie, Ariel's not even supposed to speak. So she just needs to be able to act. And this person that you've put in here cannot act. And I watch
Rihanna.
And I watch. I watch a 2-minute trailer where this person looks like they have been saran wrapped and they are standing there and trying to deliver lines best they fucking can. And, you know, bless her heart, she cute. She can sing. Yeah, she's a singer. That's what she does. She sings. Why?
The CGI honestly looks like this shit.
The CGI looks so bad. Like, the movie looks badly rendered. I feel like I could watch, again, Pirates of the Caribbean and this shit look better. I could fucking probably watch Transformers, which is honestly nasty looking. If you haven't watched Transformers recently, but shit. Do yourself a fun favor and go ahead and watch that shit. It's really fun. But I feel like it probably looks better than what this damn mermaid movie is about to look like.
Transformer, but all of them are black.
Including
all of them are jazz.
All the Transformers.
They're all jazz.
They're actually, so at one point, I don't remember which one it was. It was either the second or the third one. But they were very
ghetto with the damn
They were like black fishing with a couple of the Transformer characters. It was super black fishing.
That's not black fishing.
Okay.
Oh, those characters.
That's the wrong term.
What is the term?
That's just cooning.
All right. Well, yeah, they were doing that shit.
We've gone down the ladder, but yes.
That's just cooning.
Yeah. The
black fish is to portray yourself as a black person.
But that's what the fucking things were doing. No. Like, if they were real people, they'd be black people.
Blackfishing would be like those Ukrainian chicks who make themselves purposely look like black girls.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, he's got a point. They're moonlighting.
If they were cooning, they would be doing the exaggeration stereotypes of black people. That's what those robots were doing.
Those robots
heavily
were pretty fucking racist.
But that pyramid's got nuts, bro. The pyramid.
Look
at
nuts.
Look at it.
What the fuck's wrong with Michael Bay? Like, that man must have been coked the fuck up when he wrote that shit. Like, you know, it'd be funny.
He is tone deaf.
Giant nuts on a robot.
Yeah, our final villain bot was just gonna put a big old set of clackers on him.
Big old set of nuts, and then we're gonna repeatedly talk about the nuts on the robot.
But and like, here's the thing: it never happened again or before in the movie. It was just for one specific joke.
That's because Megan Fox wasn't in the movie, so they had to have a nutsack on the screen somewhere.
But you know, the thing about this is also the same man who did have Bumblebee piss on somebody in the first movie. Which is kind of, you know what, that should have been a red flag right
there. Golden showering.
Like, I know where this is going to go in the future. Okay, I know where this, yep.
What movie is that? Who's
that was the first Transformer. It's when he was like in his, they were in like Witwicky's backyard. I forgot who he pissed. Oh, Sam, he pissed Whitwicky. On John, what's his name? The dude from, God damn it. I think it's like John Turturro or something. The dude from Mr. Deeds, the butler. Okay, yeah, he pissed on him. Yeah, the FBI dude.
Yep.
Okay, so
now would he piss gasoline all over him?
I think it was like coolant.
Yeah, it was some sort of liquid that goes in a car.
Hot, like super pressurized. He just scalds all his skin.
That is not preferable. Whatever he pissed coolant. On him.
I'm going to golden shower you, and then he just lights him on fire after.
Wow, those movies were absolutely insane.
When it got to the point that fucking Optimus Prime riding a fucking robotic dinosaur with a sword, it's like, okay.
No, at that point, I was absolutely insane. Like, okay, I cannot participate anymore. Thanks, but no thanks.
Nah, before it.
Thanks, but no thanks. But yeah, like, Megan Fox is like having the hot girl in those like types of action movies in general, not just Transformers, but across the board. Like, having the hot girl aesthetic, just, you know, you've you gotta have her. She's gotta be the pick me. Like, I do everything that you would ever want from a girl. I'm hot and I'm like witty and I'm funny and, you know, I can do this and I can fix cars. I could cut too.
She had a pick me? She had big thumbs or tiny thumbs?
Huge thumbs,
she had,
dude.
She had long thumbs.
They look like fucking toes. They look like toes on her hands.
Toe thumbs.
Mm-hmm. We're not talking. We're not going to do this again. We've done this before where we go in on Megan's foxes.
Giant thumbs?
I just couldn't remember which one it was.
Can you imagine getting a hand job from that and she goes to like... thumb over the tip and
she
just
wrap around.
She corks you.
Stop. That's
it's like one of those cartoons where the water is going through the hose and it gets all stopped up at the end, but that's all bussing. I'm trying to bust you.
That's so rude. No.
And she just finger over the top of it.
No. Yeah, I think that. So we were talking about this before, right? Like, pick me people.
Are you saying pygmy or pick me?
Pick me people?
The pick me.
Pygmies? Okay.
The pygmies.
Pick me. I'm different. I'm not like other girls.
Who's not like the other girls.
Also, the dudes who are like, I'm not like other guys.
I'm an alpha. Like,
that's a simp.
That's a simp.
It's like, motherfucker. Here's the thing. Can I just say, in my actual opinion, in my humble opinion, yes, we're all individuals.
See,
yes,
answer my question.
Shh, listen. Yes, see? We're all individuals. Yes, we all have like very individual experiences like being ourselves. Like everybody's special, but at the same time, you're not special. So being a pick me is like. Why? For what? For who? Who is this for? Like, who are you trying to... Are you actually this way? Like, you do these things because you want to do them. This is what you like to do. You like to cook. You like to clean. Or you like to play video games. You like to fucking go hunting. You like to... Whatever the fuck these bitches want to, like, flaunt. But they'll do.
You ride a tractor and you're
gothic?
You
ride a tractor. Oh, you like to get tattoos. You like to have piercings. You like to have OnlyFans. I don't fucking care.
Can that make you a pick me though?
It can't. No, people can be a pick me in any fucking area that they want to be. That's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, well, I do this. While other people don't, you know? Mm-hmm. And... it's kind of that just mentality of like, because you live your life a certain way, you're somehow more valuable than other people. You're not. You're fucking not. You could be to yourself. Or maybe there's the people who like the things that you live your life by and they want to be a part of that, or that's something that they look for. But that doesn't make you a all-around better person. So when girls are like out here, oh, I don't care if my boyfriend talks to other girls online, you know, like, all right, great, good for you, bitch. That's great for you and your relationship. I'm glad that you guys have that type of communication. Like, what is the purpose of you going? And well, I'll say this. So like, I do think that having conversations with people about normalizing certain things can be beneficial, right? You know, and just be like, hey, it's not a problem when people do this or that. And it helps other people kind of gain a perspective on it that they may not have otherwise had. But pick-me's, particularly pick-me's, are going against the grain to really, like, stand out in a way of, hey, I'm so much better than...
Are soft girls pick-me's?
I don't think...
Are manic pixie girls pick-me's?
I guess.
Are they the original pick-me's?
I think manic pixie girls could be the original pick-me because they were just... Because you do, like, again, it's not a problem to have all the different interests and be into whatever it is that you're into, but like when you then put yourself on a pedestal of like, I'm better than other girls for it, like I'm not like normal girls, then yeah, you kind of need to probably check yourself, because bitch, you actually you are
100% the same.
We all as humans have a very shared experience. I've seen a lot of people making comments about how since they've been on like TikTok or Instagram, whatever, they've realized that nothing in their life is that unique. And I mean, but it's fucking true. Like we're all people.
That's a good thing that's come from TikTok. If I get to see any shit.
Like you're not as special as you fucking think or want yourself to be. But you also are, right? Like you are individually uniquely you. And you should cherish that and hold on to that.
You thought she was the only female with a Riptar tattoo?
But that's the thing. It's like, you can't use your quirks and just who you are as a person as a reason to put yourself above other people. So you can be separate, but not above. I think that's the thing.
What would I need to acquire to be able to feel like I'm better than other people?
I mean, you can do whatever you want to feel like you're better than other people. That's the thing. But I think what's important is you realize you're not. That's really the issue that pick-me's have.
But the pick-me's...
I thought the pick-me's were the girls that were just like... Like a dude would say something and then all these hating-ass hoes would be online pretty much going against what he said. Except this bitch that'd be like, no, I'm like with the guys... I agree with whatever the fuck they say.
Kind of, yeah.
She wants the dude attention.
That is also pick me.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Pretty much. Like, so I guess that is kind of like what you're talking about, though. They just go purposely going against the grain. But like, well, shit.
Like, I'm so much better. I'm so special.
But they don't say that. Maybe they actually believe in that shit. Y'all see, the bitches just sound like y'all
haters. Y'all always hating and shit.
The non-pick-me's are the goddamn haters.
First of all, who the fuck is... I'm not hating on anybody.
Because who's...
Bitch, I don't care. It's not a competition.
Because now I'm thinking about it. How is it a competition?
That's what I'm saying.
It's not. It's just all these girls got the same... They got the same thought process. And as soon as a bitch steps out of line and doesn't agree with them, they jump on her. She's a pick-me. She's a fucking hater.
So
bitches are haters.
It's really funny. I saw this post from this girl. And I don't know if you guys will get it. Or, like, understand what I'm saying.
If y'all are smart enough to understand with your man brains. You stupid fucking men.
But she was like, you know, I don't get into it with other girls like that and stuff. Because, you know, like, it's not a competition. But also, like, it's just not even a competition.
Oh. Oh.
Not a competition. Like, either way, bitch, we're not competing. Whether we're not competing or we're not competing, like, we're just not competing.
You're staying in the league.
Foolishness. This is fucking foolishness.
That is some hate.
That is hype, though. That but is just some hating ass shit, some hating shit. I respect it. That is some hating ass shit.
Who said anything about competing in the first place? Y'all just coming up with shit. Y'all think that somebody has a different opinion than
this
you?
Bitch, this bitch is better than
purposefully
me.
You're trying to be different.
It's not a competition.
Oh, this bitch like cooking breakfast. She's like cooking breakfast and making me coffee. Fuck that bitch.
And then you tell yourself it's not even a competition.
No, it's not a competition. It's got nothing to do with it. People can have different opinions. Stop being a hater. Now a girl got to be a pick me.
Because she's pick me. Mm. I'm not saying that I think this way. I understand it. I get where the women's becoming. They'd be like, oh, she's trying to get picked. That's the thing. Like, because you... You know, when all the other girls are talking about
all girls want to get picked?
No, listen, shut up. Yes, but listen.
When you want to be a pick me? But isn't that the wild part? When you want to be a pick me?
Right, because the non-pick me's are the depressed fucking single-ass bitches that ain't got nobody.
No, because here's the thing. The real pick me's are not going to be a pick me. That's the thing. That's what you guys don't get. Like, the real pick me's aren't going to just outwardly be like, oh, pick me.
But it's still being pick me's. that it's not saying.
Yes, precisely. Yeah, well, yeah, no, for sure. If we're not going to just go in on women because men do it too.
If it's the
men do it too.
They already have words for that.
Simp.
Yeah, they already have known.
Well, if that's the case, then
well, see,
then,
I feel like
the pygmies don't get picked because the simps don't get picked either. They just throw that shit out there.
The pygmies typically don't get picked. They might get but not picked. Like, actually picked.
I see that. If you're gonna, if
sounds like everybody's a hater in this situation.
But no, seriously, it does. Yeah.
Because everybody is.
Everybody hates everybody.
Because again, we're all humans and we have a shared experience of being shitty. So.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes they
that's kind of.
Sometimes they be being called simp shit that ain't really truly simp. Like, oh, that nigga bought his. Oh, that nigga over there. He bought his wife flowers, old simp ass nigga. Like, bro. It's like, fuck? Well,
that's not. Is that really a simp?
Is that really simping? I don't think it's simping. I don't think it's simping, sir.
No, simping. But. Same time.
Let me find out you've been fucking sending OnlyFans bitches $5 a month for fucking foot videos. You want to simp him.
Yeah, that's.
Let me see what your comments look like on that Twitch page. Twitch stream. Let me see what them comments look like.
I'm selling my foot pics right now, too, goddamn it.
Right now, literally, he's in.
Like,
he's
I'm gonna take my motherfucking socks off.
Oh shit! Did I tell you guys? I sold somebody some pictures.
Oh fuck!
Of your feet?
No, it wasn't my feet.
It was about a foot though.
Hey, yo.
Somebody that I used to know back home in Iowa.
You didn't have to show your butthole.
They moved to Florida. They moved to Florida, right. And they hit me up on Facebook and like randomly. And they were it's a gay dude, and he's like, I've always wanted to know like what you were packing and stuff down there. And he asked for like a couple pictures, so I sent him like two or three pictures, and he sent me $25 on Cash App.
What does that make you a whore now?
He offered. Poor stuff.
I'm pretty sure that makes you a hoe.
No, that doesn't make him a hoe. That make him like
he paid.
Like you're basically he's like a sex worker. Only. You are the SW now.
You are the SW. You're an ally.
You're not the. But you basically OnlyFans person.
Yeah, I told him it'd be $100. He can come down and suck my dick.
Whoa.
Hey yo.
Whoa.
For $100, you can suck my dick.
You gonna pay me and suck my shit. I respect it.
I was getting $20.
I fucking respect it.
$25 for pictures, and you know, I told him, yeah, sure, $200.
Hey, you trying to really see the real deal, buddy?
$250 for sex stuff.
That's a racket.
I told him, you know, more money for what you're trying to do. You're trying to do shower shit. You're trying to do massage shit. A little bit costs more money.
Right? Exactly.
Do you have like a whole fucking
he's
bracket?
Got a, he pulls like out a like a little, like, yeah, I was going to say he pulls out an easel and just has prices written
these
down
are
menu
the tiers.
Style.
I do have a menu.
Not a menu.
There are packages available. And yes, absolutely. Got to sell this dick while it's young and doing what it do.
He's gonna get the Black Snake Moan package.
Oh my god.
Right.
All right. Well, also
nah, you can't follow up on that. That's kind of a show ender there. Hit us up. We sell it. Fiend Fix labeled Impaler Dick.
That's right.
Okay, but just wait, hold on. Wait. Just speaking of getting fucked.
How much is he selling for a pop?
He's got a menu.
I got a menu.
So like the price goes up depending on how like on like the shot or get. Like the style.
If he does one of those shots where it's from the floor.
How many you're trying to get? What you're trying to get a picture of? You know. You want a video? You know, video stuff costs a little extra. What do you want in the video?
Say somebody wanted you to dress
this.
Up like King Kong.
I expect this.
And like your dick is the skyscraper. And they want you to put little model airplanes all around your dick, but also look like you're King Kong climbing up your own dick.
I'm gonna charge you at least $1,000.
Yeah, that sounds
1,000.
That's a lot of work. That's gotta be at least
500.
Yeah, that's gotta be at least 5, and you gotta pay for the costume and equipment.
Oh man,
that's a lot of props.
That's a lot of props, and that's work for me to do.
Okay, well, speaking of getting fucked and a lot of work to do with it, these banks, right, like, apparently, you know, there's some stuff happening, especially Silicon Valley. Silicone?
Silicon? Just stupid people.
Well, that's what they get.
That's all.
That's what you get for putting your bank in a place called silicone.
Can I just say, though, like, people have to remember, like, as much money as you make, the banks only, like, guarantee you back a certain amount of money. Like, at my bank, it's, say, like, $250,000. So, if and when I am ever able to make more than that, best believe it's not going in that fucking bank. Like, why would I do that?
But you know what's wild about Silicon Bank, though? The Silicon Bank is kind of like when the fucking car manufacturers like went bankrupt. Like everybody that had money in there was high key already doing fuckery. Mm-hmm. So it's like they got bailed out by the government anyway.
Well, they're, constantly doing the fuckery. That's what I'm saying, they're taking our money. Yeah. They're fucking using it for whatever the fuck, and that shit just keeps getting used and used and bounced. They only have what, like, I think they only had like 10. It says they. Banks usually have only 10% of the money that they fucking...
Everything 10% else of digital.
That's what's crazy to me. It's like, for real, like, money, like, actually money. In life, when especially now we've gotten to these billions and these trillions of dollars, bitch, just fucking imaginary Monopoly money. None of it actually exists. So you guys are just talking dollars because I don't believe that... No one is exchanging this money.
It's all ones and zeros on the screen.
You're just saying, oh, now you have this. No one actually has... You're just saying that they have it. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking...
Wulongs.
No, I got wulongs.
The people that are putting their money in the bank do have it. It's the bank that's fucking...
No, but I'm saying those people don't have fucking $2.3 billion. Like, no one has those billions and those fucking trillions. Even the millions, like hundreds of thousands, sure. Some people could actually have accrued that and earned that. But, again, like how it's set up, you don't actually have shit.
No, it's
put
bullshit.
Your dick in your hand.
But, I mean, if you do have that large amount of money, where are you going to keep the shit without having to worry about getting robbed?
You're going to have
to have all that cash on you. Money's heavy. Money's heavy as fuck, too.
Yeah. It's like you're going to try to pull a fucking Walter White and keep it all in the fucking storage container.
Right. Yeah.
Fucking U-Haul.
Some weird shit. Not in the motherfucking bank, I tell you what.
You go send it. Go send it overseas. Go put it in an overseas bank.
Mean, no, because like doesn't feel safe either. Because
you don't want some dirty
happen.
Swiss just rubbing his nuts all over your cash.
Nobody's
pile.
Ever going to invade the Swiss. The Swiss. So
but
you
here, you don't know that though. Like you really don't know. Anything can happen anywhere. So it's like my shit's buried somewhere.
Anything can happen, but what's definitely going to happen is the government's going to bail out the in their goddamn banks.
We're gonna have to dolphin noise that.
Now you're probably gonna lose your money, but the people running the banks, they'll keep theirs. Look at the bet.
No, and they always give the fucking themselves big bonuses before they fucking before the government has to come in. It's bullshit, bro.
Well,
they're not gonna let them lose their money. And then they're gonna get it. Then they're gonna get the bailout, and they're gonna. Go gambling that shit away again and fuck up again, bro. It's bullshit.
And that's why we don't pay our taxes.
And that's why we don't pay our taxes, y'all. Right there. So that's it. That's it for this episode. I think it's been a good one.
It's gonna be crazy.
Good time.
It's gonna be crazy when you look and record.
We at least came through properly through the equipment. So.
Hope.
Oh, shit. We'll see, I guess. But it sounds good.
Be crispy voice.
It sounds pretty crisp. When we checked it, we double, triple checked it this time. So, thanks for listening.
Space Boy, no, you said it to white voice.
Oh, shit. Well, there it is, guys.
Your computer bitch sound like fucking Milton.
No, but thank you all for listening. You listen this far. Hope you have a good night, good life, good year. Take care. Brush your hair. Wear the cleanest of underwears.
Wipe your nuts.
Wipe under your nuts, in between your nuts. I don't know.
Wipe around
how much y'all separate the nuts.
Wipe your nuts,
from
taste your butts.
But get in that divot of the separation, probably. I think there's like a little...
You've never seen the underside of a nut sack, have you? Yeah. This lady's never seen a nut sack.
Get in there, you know, take care of yourself. If you got a coochie, get in there, clean it. You know, we love you. Grandpa. Take care. Brush your hair. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wait.
Pretty sure that was a stroke at the end.
Wait.
Wash a gooch, goo, boo, boo, pull, juice, pull, juice.
You got a coochie?
You got a coochie?
Coochie juicy.
What'd you say? You got a coochie do what now? I need to hear that again. Run that back one more time. Say it one more time.
Coochie, roochie, birch, birchie.
What'd you say?
I didn't say nothing.
She was pulling a Jabba the Hutt.
What did you say?
I need to go. Get my Taco Bell.
Here's nigga with his bullshit. All
right. Space boy Danny getting a Concharito.
End the show.
God damn it. Hit the button.
Oh, I didn't press
it. You never hit the button. We're still going.
I didn't press it. What the?